Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Joza Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Joza Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Joza Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Yes, welcome to the Josie Show Special Edition. We have a great show for all of you. As you all know, our friend Chris Golden is back to join us here at the Josie Show to chat about his new and upcoming projects and what's in store. He is doing incredible things personally and also with William Lee Golden and the Goldens. And we're going to talk all about that right now. So I hope you all enjoy this incredible interview with Chris Golden. Please welcome to the Josie Show, Chris Golden. Hi.
Hi, friend. How are you doing, Josie?
I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We always have a good time.
Well, I'm honored to be included again.
Of course. You are always welcome back. I told you that. Anytime we could have you on the show is always a treat. And I'm so excited because today we're going to chat about William Lee Golden and the Goldens, which is so exciting. I always say like a family who plays together stays together, and you show that to be true.
Well, I guess it is. You know, it's been a long time since we've done anything together like this. We've all been off doing separate things. I don't know if anybody would, you know, I'm going to be talking ancient history, but back in the day, there was about a 9-year period where my father was not with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Right.
During that time, my brother and I were in the recording studio. We were recording our debut album for CBS Records, Columbia Records, and we asked Dad to come join us in the studio to sing a song, but we had never really recorded together. We recorded separately, but we toured together. We had separate booking agents. We had separate management, separate record labels, but we always toured together.
Wow.
And we would go out and, you know, the Goldens would open the show, and then my dad would come out. We'd kind of take a step back and let him shine, kind of like when the band, you know, when Tom Petty's band played with Bob Dylan, it was much the same kind of thing. So
we
would do that out on the road, but we never really got to record anything. So during this pandemic, or right before it, we went through about a few-month period where my mother was battling pancreatic cancer, and it was something that, you know, it was almost a blessing that we were all home to be there for that, to be with her. And so during that time, we had to get away from the television. There was a lot of negativity and hate going on at that time. And it seemed like every time you turned the TV on, they were all giving us a reason to disagree.
True.
So we decided to get away from the television and start going in the studio. And Dad wanted us to actually started out with my brother Rusty saying, "Hey, man, I've been off for a little while and I need to be singing. Why don't you come over here and, you know, just to keep the pipes in shape?" So they started playing and singing these old songs. And one thing led to another. And we wound up booking some studio time during the pandemic. And we started out recording some old gospel songs or some of these old country gospel songs. We did about 10 or 12 of them, and then it sort of morphed into doing some old-time country songs, and then it took more of a country rock turn because that's where we all come from. And so before it was over, we recorded 32 songs together.
Wow.
As a family, and it was my brothers, both of my brothers, my father, and also my three children. So we have three generations, three albums. They've just released three singles in the last 3 weeks. So the number three keeps popping up a lot, but that's kind of what's going on.
Oh, I could tell you guys love working with each other. And like you said, three singles are out, Come and Dine, Four Walls, and then, of course, Jambalaya just released not too long ago. So can you tell us about these three songs? You know, what made you want to record these? So good.
Well, actually, you know, like the Coming Down song, that was a song that my father remembered his father singing,
right.
Grandfather singing. My dad, I know this is not a radio interview about him, but just to give you a little background on how deep it runs for us,
yeah.
My great-grandfather was a holiness preacher. He was a fiddle player. He was a fiddle-playing holiness preacher, but he had a radio show called the Old Country Church Hour,
mm-hmm.
And that's where my father got his start playing and singing on Granddaddy Golden's radio show down in Brooklyn, Alabama, on WEBJ. And so my dad got his start playing with his grandfather on his radio show as a little boy, and that was one of the songs that they sang. And a lot of these songs were, I didn't even know some of them that we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
We were learning them out. He wanted to take us back to the songs of his childhood, and I think a lot of it was kind of a musical portrait of his childhood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it turned out so good. It really did.
Since he was doing songs of his childhood, it's like, man, which song do you want to sing? And I said, well, sort of doing songs of childhood. You are my sunshine. So I got my children to sing that with me, and got a great cut on that, and I'm really excited about it.
Yes, I think that is so cool. I mean, all three of these singles are incredible, so I hope everyone checks it out. Come and Dine, Four Walls, and then Jambalaya, which is, of course, the Hank Williams classic. It debuted on CMT. How cool is that?
Right. Now, it's already kind of in heavy rotation on CMT.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's wild is also during that time. I'll tell you, it's like whenever we were in the recording studio.
Yeah.
We had cameras going in just about every little room, had them. We had one guy walking around trying to be in the street. Of course, it was hard for him. He's about 6'5".
Right.
He kept trying to hang out in the studio with us, and we was recording the pre-productions and us talking the songs down and putting the songs down. So we had all of this footage from the recording of these sessions with our family and friends. Josie, we've got about 20 music videos put together on this project.
That's
already.
Amazing.
So, plus all the documentary footage that they shot. So there's lyric videos, there's like official videos, music videos. We've got about 15 of those, and then about another 5 or 6 lyric videos going. But there's a lot of video stuff, but what was really cool about it is our friend, longtime friend, Jeffrey Panzer, he's from out in Los Angeles. He lives there now, originally from New York City. When he lived in New York City, he was the youngest producer on ABC's 2020. They did followed John Stossel and people like that around.
Mm-hmm.
But his favorite stories were about music. He parlayed that into a musical career out in Los Angeles, where they're Universal for many years, and then the vice president of A&R out there, and they did a lot of music videos that he produced and directed.
Yeah.
So he wanted to be part of this thing. So our cameraman had his phone taped to the front of the camera with the iPod, bud in his ear.
Wow.
So Jeff, whatever the camera was looking at, that was Jeffrey's view in Los Angeles. He'd tell him to walk over here and go do this and go shoot that. Let me see this. Let me see that. So he was basically directing from Los Angeles, thanks to technology, all the way here to Hendersonville, Tennessee. So
the technology nowadays is amazing. You can direct all the way from Los Angeles. That is insane. Yeah. That is so cool.
He's been directing these music videos that we've been doing from Los Angeles.
That is incredible. Wow.
Yeah. It is.
Yes. And, of course, the three videos that are out are for Come and Dine, Four Walls, and Jambalaya, which I love. So you can check out those videos now. They're on YouTube. So please make sure you check those out. But there is more content coming. So, like, 15 more like 15 videos. So
There's talks about doing more. And
cool.
We've been in rehearsals because we have actually some of our first shows coming up in November. November 13th. We're going to take it back to where it all began. We're playing this festival down in our hometown right on the main street in Brooklyn, Alabama. And that's going to be November the 13th. So we're kind of taking it back to where it all began for all of us. That's where our family comes from.
Oh.
Down South Alabama, it's right 45 minutes from the Pensacola, Florida, right on the Alabama-Florida state line right there. So
wow. It all comes full circle, doesn't it? Yeah, that is incredible. That is amazing. Well, I'm excited to see what is next for all of you, and I hope everyone goes and checks out that live performance there. November 13, you said, correct?
That's right.
All right.
Alabama, right on the main drag, and, you know, there's other shows coming after that, but in the main, in the cracks,
yeah.
You know, we've all got solo stuff going on. Dad's still out with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still touring. I'm playing today in our hometown.
Yes.
Oh, they're having a barn raising today, and there's going to be, there's this beautiful, it's humongous, this big giant barn. It's a stone horse barn.
Wow.
It was behind this huge plantation. The plantation has turned into our Visit Sumner County Tourism Department. But this big giant barn, they're having a barn raising there. They had a little bit of damage, but it's been donated to the county to be an event center. So today they're having a fall festival out there with several acts are going to be there. John Barry and Jimmy Fortune and myself.
Oh.
Ronnie McDowell's going to be there.
Oh.
And they have a songwriter set where some of the big songwriters from Nashville are going to be there. A lot of different stuff going on there today. So that's what I'm gearing up to do today. We've all got individual shows going on.
Yeah.
I go out and play and sing on the weekends. But we're looking forward to getting back together as a family and getting it back on the road. We kind of did that for 9 years. It's like, you know, we were able to go out on the road for about 9 years. We got to take a family vacation that we had never gotten to take, and it lasted for 9 years. It's been a lot of years ago, so we're ready to go kind of finish out, you know, and get that back together and just basically get to go on vacation and stop and play and sing here and there, you know?
Yeah, that's a win-win right there. That is awesome. And for those who want to keep in touch with you and also, you know, the wonderful group William Lee Golden and the Goldens, do you have some websites that you can give out for everybody?
Well, chrisgolden.net is my own personal one, williamleegolden.com, and then there's a William Lee Golden and the Goldens.com. And there's also, you know, William Lee Golden and the Goldens all over Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Check it out.
We've all got social sites. And, you know, our websites will lead you to us. We're easy to find, Josie.
Yeah.
Josie, we're trying to keep up with you. We're everywhere.
Y'all are everywhere. You guys are doing amazing. Seriously. I mean, follow them everywhere. Y'all even have a YouTube channel. I mean, y'all got your stuff together. I'm telling you. So please, everyone, make sure you check it out. And will there be an album coming in the future from all of you?
Actually, there's going to be three albums coming, Joseph.
Three albums.
What we have is, they've released three singles. They released one to gospel radio, Christian radio. The second one they released to a lot of classic country stations out there. And then the third one they've released just to all country stations. And we're going to wait about 6 to 8 weeks and see if anything sticks with them. Then we're going to release three more singles back to back and do that again. And we're probably going to do that up to three times. But the albums are finished, but they're holding them till the end of January.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So we're going to be releasing a three album set toward the end of January. Things, you know, ready to go.
I'm telling you. I'm excited. Can't wait. I'll be promoting it everywhere.
It's hard to sit on it that long.
Yeah. Think,
you know, when you get it out, it's kind of like, you know, you want to release it. For whatever reasons, you know, they're holding it back just a little bit. So.
Yeah, this business is all about patience. And I'm like, no, we have to wait. But I'm so excited.
I'm really proud of the music that we made.
Yeah.
We've been rehearsing some. And, whenever you're in the middle of a recording project and you hear it a lot of times, then usually by the time that it's finished, you don't listen to it anymore.
Right.
I don't know if any of the other artists are that way, but
I definitely am.
It's like, by the time I get finished with it, I'm sick of it.
Right.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
Right.
But we were listening back to some of it as we were rehearsing, just to get forms and, you know, tempo, you know, maybe some tempos on some of these songs and stuff like that. And I tell you, man, it sounds great. And I'm so proud of all the music. You know, we were listening to it this past week, some of it. I'm so proud of the music we made. It's kind of, you know what's wild, Josie? It's like our family. Music, it's not just what we do, it's who we are, kind of thing. So whenever we get together at Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, any kind of holiday, after the meal, after the visiting, after this and that, we always wind up around the piano, getting the guitars out of the cases, fiddles, mandolins, whatever, and we play and sing. That's just part of our deal. And so we have been doing that for years, and we actually call them fam jams. So, you know, it's time for another fam jam, and we'll have a throwdown and have all the children and grandchildren and, you know, parents and sometimes cousins that we'll all get together. We got a lot of talented cousins, and we all get together and play and sing. And it's kind of cool that we did it officially. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. How fun. I mean, to be a fly in the wall on a in the Golden House. Can you imagine? A Golden Christmas. Can you imagine to be a fly on the wall? That would be so much fun because just music is all around. And that's what I love about you guys. It's really in your blood. I mean, it's what you guys do and who you are. And that's what I love about you guys. And I have a fun question for you before we go. You ready?
Yeah. Ooh,
all right. So I have to ask, out of all the Goldens, which one brings the most shenanigans? Which one is like the prankster or the crazy one in the bunch?
Rusty.
Rusty is the one, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That is so funny. I can see it.
Yeah. He's a mess.
That's why you love him.
Everyone's got one.
Everyone's got one. That's why you love him. That's amazing. Oh, thank you so much for joining me, and please come back anytime, okay?
Hey, I'd love to, Jess. Thanks for all you do for all of us independent artists.
Anytime.
You're amazing.
Oh, you too. Anytime, my friend. Anytime. Thank you so much. And also, we are going to play your latest single. So can you tell us about that song right before we play it?
Called I Wasn't Ready Yet. It's written by the same guy that wrote Thank You, Lord, for This Day that I had some success in the video on. We're actually getting ready to shoot a new video on that. But it's my brand new song written by Stephen Allen Davis. I didn't write it, but it's one of those I wish I would have.
Mm-hmm.
I Wasn't Ready Yet.
Yeah.
Song, Josie, it's like on the title of it, it's not I Wasn't Ready Yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to him. He heard me say what, you know, a southern accent.
Wasn't.
So that's the way that he wrote it. He said, man, I want it spelled like this. So it's like
amazing.
Wasn't.
Wasn't. I love it. That's amazing. I love it. I love it so much. Well, I can't wait. We're going to play it right now. Thank you so much, Chris Golden, everyone. Here we go. I Wasn't Ready Yet. Let's Do It by Chris Golden. Enjoy, and we'll be right back in just a moment with a song from William Lee Golden and the Goldens, so stay tuned.
I should have got down on my knees and said, Lord, help me, please, but I wasn't ready yet. I could have let go of my past and made a brand new start, but I wasn't ready yet. I thought I could pretend that I didn't need you. Smile and just forget. I should have prayed for you to save me and lived a better life, but I wasn't ready yet. Have given up the things that kept you from my life, but I wasn't ready yet. Then I would have known the truth, how much I always needed you, but I wasn't ready yet. I should have let go of old enemies and everything I used to be, and let you love me just as I am. I could have turned the page and given you my death, but I wasn't ready yet. I wasn't ready to believe that you really loved me. I wasn't willing to surrender and give my life to you. me of everything I couldn't be. Now I live with no regrets. You were tenderly waiting, always waiting there for me when I wasn't ready yet.
Golden's latest single, I Wasn't Ready Yet. And now we are going to play a wonderful rendition that William Lee Golden and the Goldens put out there, Jambalaya. We're going to play that right now, and we'll be right back. Hit it.
A goodbye, Joe. You got to go, me, oh, my, yo. You got to go, oh. Is she gone, sweetest one, me, oh my, oh. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. Well, jambalaya and crawfish pie and filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my machete for me, oh. Get guitar, feel free, jar, and today, oh. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun. Want to know the place is buzzing. Again, folks come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dressed in style, they go hog wild, me, oh my. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. Well, jambalaya and crawfish pie and filet gumbo. For tonight, I'm gonna see my machete. Jar, feel free, jar, and the deal. Son of a
want to thank my special guest, Chris Golden, for coming back here at the Josie Show special edition to chat about his new and upcoming projects. And we're going to keep a lookout for all of his music personally and, of course, with William Lee Golden and the Goldens. And I hope you check out chrisgolden.net and William Lee Golden and the Goldens, their website. They're also on social networking sites. They're all over the place. So please make sure you check them out. And thank you all so much for tuning in. Wherever you're tuning in from, we appreciate you so much. And we hope to see you all again next Thursday. But until then, love y'all and have a great and safe day. Love y'all. Mwah! Bye-bye.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.